Hussein, we know all of this. Hussein said, then why do you insist on spilling my blood? What is it that I have done that you insist on killing and murdering me? They said, we know all of this, oh Hussein, but we will not leave here and leave you until we see you die of thirst. The Imam then entered into battle with the enemies of Islam. As he fought with the enemies, he would recite these poetry. And then Hussein ibn Ali, عليت ألا أذني أحمي عيالات أبي أمضي على دين النبي. I am Hussein, the son of Ali. I swear by Allah that I shall not turn away from the enemies of Islam, and I should follow the footsteps of my father and my grandfather. Hussein continued into battle. Some say that he killed over 1,500 of the enemies of Islam. Some say over 1,600 of the enemies of Islam. But as he was fighting with the enemies, he would always tell them, Anatshan, I am thirsty, O enemies of Islam. At least give me water and fight with me like men. But the enemies continuously refused to give him all water. The Imam continued into battle until he became tired and weak and restless. So he took a few moments to rest from fighting with the enemies. It was then that one of the enemies of Islam, may Allah curse him, threw a stone towards the Holy Imam, in which the stone hit the Imam on his forehead. And he began to bleed and bleed and bleed from his forehead. The Imam then took his cloth and his clothes to wipe the blood off of his forehead. It was then that the enemies of Islam shot an arrow into the chest of the Holy Imam. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. As this three-headed arrow hit the chest of Imam Hussein, the Holy Imam said, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulillah. The Imam knew that the end was near. The Imam knew that it was close to his martyrdom. The Imam proceeded to take the arrow out of his chest, and blood continued to flow out of the body of the Holy Imam. Minute by minute, the Imam would get weaker, but he would continue into battle. And Umar ibn Sa'd ordered for all of the enemies to go and fight with Hussein at once. It was then that all of the enemies surrounded Hussein. Those who had swords struck the Imam with swords. Those who had spears struck the Imam with spears. Those who had stones struck the Imam with stones. They say that the body and the shirt of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had up to 72 rips and marks from the swords and from the spears of the enemies of Islam. As the Imam was still fighting and on his horse, one of the enemies hit the Imam in his thigh and he fell from the horse onto the ground. Ya Hussein, oh Ya Hussein! All of the enemies surrounded the Imam, striking him with their swords, until the Imam became weak and fell to the ground. It was then that Zainab came to tell the Zainabiyya and witnessed this tragedy. She said, Wa Aliya, Wa Husayna, Wa Muhammada, Wa Aliya, Wa Husayna, Wa Muhammada. Zainab turned to the enemies of Islam. She said, Wa ilakum, Ama fikum, Muslim? She said, of all of you here, is there not one Muslim present to help my brother, the grandson of the Holy Prophet? The Imam was laying on the floor. Blood everywhere, sand everywhere. The Imam was breathing his final breaths. But still the Imam would not give in. He still will continue to fight with the enemies as much as he could. It was then that the Imam saw that Shimr and some of the enemies were making way towards the tent of the Ahlul Bayt. He said, "O enemy of Islam, may Allah curse you. So long as I am still alive, do not go toward the tents of my family and my followers. Come and fight with me if you are a true man." It was then that Shimr told the soldiers to go and finish off the Imam. Every individual who came to the body of Hussein returned to Shimr with their bodies shaking. None of them had what it took to strike the holy Imam and murder him. It was then that Shimr approached the body of the holy Imam. Shimr then proceeded to sit on the chest of Imam al-Hussein. He grabbed the beard and the hair of the holy Imam. The hair that one Zahra would comb. The hair that Zahra would caress. The head that Zahra would kiss. Shimr then continued to grab the head and the beard of the Imam. It was then when the Imam continued to ask, "Oh Shimr, before you kill me, at least give me some water so I may not die of thirst." Shimr, the enemy of Islam, may Allah curse him, said, "Ya Hussein, I will not even give you a single drop of water. I want to see you die in a state of thirst, Ya Hussein." They say in Islam, when you are to murder and slaughter an animal, it is necessary for you to give them water to feed them. But they did not give our holy Imam even a single drop of water. As Shimr was sitting on the chest of the holy Imam, he took out his sword and he struck the neck of the holy Imam. Some say 12 times. Wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna. They severed the head of Imam Hussein from his body and put the heads onto spears. It was then that the enemies of Islam continued to not come to the body of Hussein. One of them took the spears, one of them took the shield of the holy Imam, one of them took the sword of the holy Imam, one of them took the turban of the holy Imam, one of them saw the ring of the Imam on his finger. This enemy of Islam didn't even take the ring up. He took the ring by cutting the finger of the holy Imam up. Wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna. It was then that the enemies continued towards the tents of the Ahlul Bayt. They set the tents on fire and they forced all of the women and children out of the tents. They all approached them and continued to take anything that was worth any money, taking the scarves and the hijab of the women and beating the children. It was then that they imprisoned the family of the Holy Prophet. They imprisoned the Holy Imam, Imam al-Sajjad. And they took them and passed them by the severed bodies of the Ahlul Bayt. They all saw the body of Hussein piece by piece and without a head. They saw the body of Abbas without any hands and without a head. They saw the body of Ali al-Akbar and Qasim laying on the floor without any heads. Wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna, wa Husayna. Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin, wa sayya'lamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun qalamin yanqalibun. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم نسألك وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم الأعز الأجل الأكرم إلهي بحق الحسين الشهيد بحق الحسين إن شاء الله. Ya Allah, 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 ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك واكفنا يا قاضي الحاجات ويا كافي المهمات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير أنصاره وأعوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه والمن علينا برضا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآل محمد صلوات وحسين 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 وحسين
Hussain. The translation is that we are asking the sun to go in hiding so we can tell the story of the city of Zainab Salam Allah Alaihi.
Suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye Suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye Suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye Suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye Zainab ki asiri ka afsana kaha jaye Suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye Suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye aisa nahi zahra mo baalon se chupa lena aisa nahi zahra mo baalon se chupa lena tathir ki chadar ko jab chheen liya jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye pehre hai lainon ke darya ke kinare par pehre hai lainon ke darya ke kinare par ke wali ko pani na diya jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye suraj se zara chala jaye Zainab ki asiri ka afsana kaha jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye suraj se zara keh do parde mein chala jaye rash se to zara aankhe sajjad ne kholi hai rash se to zara aankhe کے سجاد نے کھولی ہے زینب کا ہے سروریاں پھر یاد نہ جائے سورج سے ذرا کہہ دو پردے میں چلا جائے سورج سے ذرا کہہ دو پردے میں چلا جائے ایسا نہیں ہے زہرا چادر کو جب چھین لیا جائے سورج سے ذرا کہہ دو پردے میں چلا جائے سورج سے ذرا کہہ دو پردے میں چلا جائے زینب کی اسیری کا افسانہ کہا جائے سورج سے ذرا کہہ دو پردے میں چلا
جائے زینب نادت یا والی ہے شولت بطف این حاولی ہے زینب نادت یا والی ہے شولت بطف این حاولی ہے وین احضار کل جدہ شبولك بالطف عفوها واليثرب من يرد بيها واليثرب من يرد بيها من ينظر من ينهض ويحن عليها زينب نادت
بلا جواب بلا جواب رجال
زينب نادت يا واليها بس السجاد ويا العيلة بس السجاد بس السجاد ويا العيلة فوق الناقة ودمع يسيلة تقل حديد أمي الحيلة تقل حديد أمي الحيلة ولمتون جفوفة مجت فيها زينب نادت يا واليها يفكر بعيال المهضومة يفكر بعيال المهضومة لو زينب عمد المهضومة يفكر بعيال المهضومة لو زينب عمد المهضومة يو بالظل وبالطف نومة يو بالظل وبالطف نومة عليهم يجريها زينب نادت يا واليها كان بوادي الحوم حاضر وارى حسين وكان يناظر كان بوادي الحوم حاضر وارى حسين وكان يناظر ويا الدفن وكان وحاير ويا الدفن وكان وحاير والعين تبكي واسيها زينب نادت يا واليها الله يساعد زينب عمته تسمع كل العود ودفنه الله يساعد زينب عمته تسمع ان العاد ودفنه وقال لها بيا حالة شفت اعضاء الناس مطشرية اعضاء الناس مطشرية زينب نادت اه اه صاحت يا ابن حيوان الحمى اه صاحت يا ابن حماي الحمى صارت الدنيا على زينب ظالمة يا علي اه صاحت يا ابن حماي الحمى صارت الدنيا على زينب مظلمة ذكرت نار الخيام المظلمة ذكرت نار الخيام المظلمة بيوم عاشر من محرم والحسين بيوم عاشر من محرم والحسين شلون من هجمة الخيل على الخيم شلون من هجمة الخيل على الخيم فرت من الخيم مرتاع الحرم شلون من هجمة الخيل على الخيم فرت من الخيم مرتاع الحرم نادت العباس شيال العلم نادت العباس شيال العلم والولع على النهر مقطوع اليدين والولع على النهر مقطوع اليدين منها بالكف منها بتشوف النهر توحي وحي منها بتشوف النهر توحي وحي نادي بن نادي النايم بجنب العلقمي نادي النايم بجنب العلقمي ونهم تنادي روحي سلمي للقدر واليسر والدمعة العين للقدر واليسر والدمعة العين مجهور إن شاء الله
يا حسين 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 يا ح یا حسین یا حسین گفتن و مردن خوش است، جان خود را به دست او سپردن خوش است، جان خود را به دست او سپردن خوش است. یا حسین یا حسین گفتن و مردن خوش است، یا حسین یا حسین گفتن و مردن خوش است، جان خود را به دست او سپردن خوش است، جان خود را به دست او سپردن خوش است. قبر شش گوشه را بغل گرفتن خوش است، قبر شش گوشه را بغل گرفتن خوش است، راز دل با گل فاطمه گفتن خوش است، راز دل با گل فاطمه گفتن خوش است. یا حسین یا حسین.